Perak Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Kan Stuma. You have a Kan Stuma, Shlo Pirshu, Bale. The owners did not stipulate at the time of the Lakicha which bird is the Chatas, which bird is the Ola. Sheparach Mimena Gozel La'aver. The one of the birds goes and flies away into the sky. And now all you have left is one bird. Or Sheparach Ben HaMesos. It flew off Labein HaKinim Shedina LaMesos. It flew off to a bunch of Kinim, a bunch of pairs of birds, where they had the din to be put to death. For example, Shnus Arv ben Chatas Be'ola, Chatas got mixed up with an Ola, that we learned back in the previous parak, that Yemusu Kulam, they both had to be put to death. So now this bird flies off into that group, and you don't know where it is. Or Shemes Echamahan, one of the birds die. So Yikach Azug Lashin, what you do is you take a new bird, Gozel Ach, a new bird, Lezugo Gozel Lashin Shinishar, to the second bird that was left behind. And Yishmer Farshim, some explain that our Mishnah uses the lashon of Kan Stuma as a chiddush. That by a Kan Mefreshes is where you already stipulated which bird is designated for what. This one's the Chatas, this one's the Ola. So by a Kan Mefreshes, Ein Tzarech Lomar, there's no need to say that if one of the birds flew off, and you know which bird flew off, either the Chatas or the Ola, so then go ahead and take a new bird to complete your pair. Why? Should we call Gozel Shmai Mefurash? Because you know what each bird is. You know this one's the Chata, this one's the Ola. Evenim Zekukim Od Zel Zeklan. Therefore, they're not really Zakuk. There's no connection. They're not tied to each other anymore. So just get a new one. Get whatever you need. If the Chatas flew away, get an Ola. If the Ola flew away, get a Chatas. Rather, Afilu Bekan Stuma, even in case of Bekan Stuma, where the birds need each other, because you didn't stipulate which one is what yet. You still have to say, this one's the Chatas, this one's the Ola. See, even by Kan Stuma, where they still need each other, maybe you would think that if one flew away, the other one's no good anymore, you got to put it to death. The Mishnah teaches us that nevertheless, we don't say that. Rather, you can go ahead and take a Zug, Lashini, get a new bird, and complete your Kan, complete your pair. And the Mishnah concludes, Parach, if a bird flew off from a Kan Stuma, Lebein hakrevos, amongst kinim stumos that are about to be makar, that are about to be brought as karbanos. So pasul, hagozel sheparach, the bird that flew away is pasul. Ve'ein makrivim mehataruvos el kaminin hachatos va'olos shall yusham kredim sheparach lebein. And we are only makriv from that mixture, the number of chatos and olos that were there before this bird flew into that mixture. So if there were four birds and this bird flew into it, we're only makriv four. Because this one, the fluent, it is pasul. Uposel echad kenegdai. And bekan sheparach mimena. From the nest, not from the nest. The kan here means from the pair, right? In general, kan means a nest. But in this mesachta, it's always meaning a pair of birds. So it'll also pasul the bird that it left behind from its pair. So it becomes pasul, and it pasuls the bird that it left behind from its pair. Why? Shagozel ha-pareach, pasul. The bird that flies away is pasul. Uposel echad kenegda, and apostles its pair that it left behind. Shekachi halacha goes al pereach labena kinim stumos, a bird that flies off amongst kinim stumos. Apostle, it is apostle, uposel echad kenegda, and apostles the one that it left behind as well, as will be explained in the very next Mishnah Beis. So here's Mishnah Beis. Ketzad goes al pereach apostle, how is this bird that flew off? How is it possible and it possibles the pair, its second bird that it left behind? How is this possible? So the Mishnah explains. Shtei Nashim, we have two women, Rachel and Leah. They're both bringing their kinim. Lezu shtei kinim, lezu shtei kinim. Rachel has two kinei chova, and Leah has two kinei chova, and they're all kinim stumos. So they each have a total of four birds each, eight birds in total between the two of them. Parach. So one of the birds goes and flies away. Mizu lezu, from the kinim of Rachel to the kinim of Leah. So now Leah has five, Rachel has three. Posel echad bahalichasai. Hariha goes al sheparach, the bird that flew off, it itself is puzzle, bahalichasai, because it's flying off. Posel bahalichasai goes al echad b'mokam sheparach b'sham. So it is puzzle, and it will puzzle its peer that it left behind as well. Hainu, one of the three birds that are left to Rachel, it'll puzzle one of those three. So milavad shapareach, besides the fact that it itself is pasul, shemei achish nesar of bikinim shleia, once it gets mixed into the kinim of Leah, harim mitu chamishas hagozos. So now amongst the five birds that Leah has now, Leah can only be makrif four. two chatos, and two olos. And the fifth one is pasul. And not only that, but one bird that it left behind from its pair will be pasul as well. So it comes out, Leah would bring four, Rachel would only bring two. And what's the reason? Because from the three birds that are left to Rachel, Ein yichayim lahakiv, you could only be makiv two. One is a chatas and one is an ola. We've seen this numerous times. Every khan is always one chatas and one ola. So if she has three now, she can only be makiv one chatas and one ola to complete a khan. Aval hashi with the third one, e efshel lahakriva, it cannot be brought. Not as a chatas, not as an ola. Because if you bring it as a chatas, comes out that the bird that flew off would then be what? An ola. Now we learned in the previous parak, an ola that gets mixed in kinei chova. Ein kosher b'ta arubis, el kamin olos b'kinei chova. We only make kosher in that mixture like the number of olos that are in the kinei chova. Evidence it comes out, if you have two kinim of Leia, she can only makiv two olos alone. V'tavse Leia es shteya chatos, and Leia will lose her two chatos because of this bird of Rachel that flew into it. And so to v'cheinim yikav ha-goizel ha-shishri ola. If Rachel were to be makriv her third bird now, that she only has three birds. So if her third bird, she's makriv as an ola. So it comes out the bird that flew into Leah's mixture is a chatas. And Leah cannot be makriv from her kinim only two chatos alone. She can only bring two chatos. Why? Because the chatas got mixed into her mixture. And then she'll lose two of the olos. So it's the same principle we learned in the previous mesechta. We apply it over here to this concept. Not previous mesechta, I'm sorry, previous parak. Since now, from Rachel will only be makriv two birds, so one complete kan, one as a chatas and one as an ola. So the bird that flew into the kingdom of Leah, it's not koveya, not for a chatas, not for an ola. L'tikach, therefore, mutu lahakav min hakinim shel Leah is permitted to be makav from her kinim. Sheish behen achshav, she has a total of five birds. Does be makav two chatos and two olos. But the fifth bird is pasul. The shechoshim are concerned, shema goizel zeh, maybe this bird, eino osa sheparach, it's not the one that flew over here from Rachel. Maybe it's one of Leah's own birds. It's one of the four birds that Leah has. L'chein hi efshel lahakriva, it cannot be brought, not as a chatas and not as an ola. Not as a chatas. Because Shema Kol Shosh HaChatos, maybe all the three Chatos are going to be from two kinim of Leah, and you can't bring from two kinim three Chatos. You only bring two Chatos, and neither can it be brought as an Ola, because maybe Shema Kol Shosh HaOlos, maybe all three Olos min hakinim shel Leah are from the kinim of Leah, and Leah cannot bring three Olos from two kinim. She can only bring two Olos from two kinim. This is what we learned in the previous Mishnah, that the bird that flies off, it is possible. And the pasul one connect that, meaning from where it flew off. So in this case, you have Rachel and Leah. They both have two kinim each, so they both have four birds total. One flies off into Leah's mixture. So that one is pasul. Leah can just bring her other four, that's fine. Now Rachel, well, that's a three. She can only bring two, and the other one, the third one, will be pasul. The mission continues. Chazar. What happens? Uparach goizel echa min hakinim shel Leah. So now, after this bird of Rachel flew into Leah's, a bird of Leah's flies off from this very mixture of five birds that she has now and goes into the three birds that Rachel has. So now it's back to four and four, even playing field. Rachel has four and Leah has four. So posel echad bachazirasai. Hari af ze posel goizel echad b'makom shparach misham. This bird as well will posel a bird from where it came from, meaning it'll posel a bird from the kingdom of Leah. V'i afshel lahakav v'tuchar ba. Now Leah can only be makav from the four birds that she has, only two of them. One is a chatas and one is an ola. Why? Because we're concerned maybe the bird that flew off from Leah's kinim into Rachel's kinim is not the same bird. Eina oso goes, not the same bird that flew off initially from Rachel to Leah. Ella, rather, is from the different kinim of that Leah had. Very gozel apareach, the bird that flew off is pasul. Posel echad b'makom shebrach misham. It'll pasul one bird that it left behind, and it'll be puzzle itself. Just like we learned in the Reisha. So Nimsuk, in this case, comes out that whether from Rachel, whether from Leah, Ein makrivim ela shnei gazol, but they're only makriv themselves, two birds each. One as a chatas and one as an ola. And whereas the other remaining two, by both of them, are going to be puzzle. One, Because of the bird that flew from the kinim of her friend into hers, and the other one, it's the same thing, back and forth. So even though that now both Rachel and Leah each have four birds, but both of them have a bird that flew off from their other, comes out the bird that flew off is pasul, and then one bird where it flew from its pair is pasul. So it comes out even though that Rachel and Leah both have four birds now, they can only be makriv two birds each. One is a chadas, one is an ola, and then each of them will have two birds that remain pasul. And the Mishnah concludes, parach v'chazar. If la'ach she'parach goes al'achad, if after one bird flew off from the kingdom of Rachel into Leah, and then v'chazar parach goes al'achad minatruva she'leah l'gozar she'rachel, one bird flew off from Leah back to Rachel. And then this happened numerous times. She'parach goes al'achad mishel Rachel, from Rachel back to Leah, and from Leah back to Rachel, over and over and over again. Lo hifsid klum. Now there's no more loss. Can't lose anymore. After the initial pircha that occurred, you can't lose any more. Because even if all four kinim, right, they each had two, even if all four kinim get mixed into each other, the two kinim of Rachel got mixed into the two kinim of Leah, even in that case, ain pachas mishtayim. Mishtei chataos, you can't bring less than two chataos and two olos, like we learned back in Parak Aleph. We had a case where chova that gets mixed zu bzu one with another, achas lazu vachas lazu, one is to one person, one's another person, or two to this person, two to that person. So we said half is kosher and half is pasul. So this would be the same case. Even though the birds could be flying back and forth over and over and over again, we'll be back with the same result, that each of them would have two that are pasul, the one that flew off and then its pair that it left behind, leaving each of them two that could be brought as kosher, one as a chatas, and one as an olah.